Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that you joined us today for the program here on 91.5 FM and on our podcast. We are just excited to be able to come and bring the Word of God to each and every one of you today and share with you just practical things and topical things from Scripture that you can apply to your everyday life. I've got a special guest with me today, and that would be my wife, Lisa Radlin. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. So glad that you're here with us on the program. We are looking to encourage you today. We're looking to give you wisdom today. We're looking to see the Word of God begin to bring transformation into your lives. And it's a powerful thing to have the Word transform.
Yes, it definitely is. It makes a big difference in your life. When you apply the Word of God to your life, you can definitely see a difference in your life.
So I think, you know, we bring a topic each and every day that we do the program, and we bring it, and today I want to talk about feelings.
Feelings.
Nothing more than feelings, right?
Yes.
You know, because we want you to don't worry, be happy. And in your life. And,
is this love that I'm feeling?
Yeah,
is this
right.
The love?
But feelings will take you for a ride if you're not careful. You know, we cannot trust our emotions in life because they can be deceived.
And I get so emotional, baby.
Okay.
See, there's a lot of songs about feelings and emotions.
Everybody talks about it. And, you know, we've at some point in our life, each and every one of us have let our emotions take us on an amazing roller coaster ride in our life.
Yep, one day they're up, one day they're down. It's easy to make decisions based on what we want, think, and feel, or what our emotions tell us is the right thing right now. But we have to be very careful not to be led by our emotions.
Yeah, that's so true because, I mean, let's face it, feelings will lie to you.
What?
Straight up.
Say it isn't so.
So we have to be careful not to be led by our emotions. And, you know, we need to follow something much wiser, something that's more dependable, and something that is, you know, solid in our life. What do you think that is?
The Word of God.
Absolutely.
I have an example. It's a shameful example, though. I hate to say it, but when my mom was first going through dementia and having some issues, I definitely got emotional. I'm just like, Mom, why are you doing this to me? Oh, Mom, I can't handle this. It was just like, you know, having to clean up after her. I never wanted to be a CNA. That wasn't anything I aspired to do in my life. And so when I'm having to clean up my mom, I would get upset about it. I'd get upset at her. Like, how can you do this? And then the Lord grew me in this and made me realize, like, hey, this is your mom. She's not doing this on purpose, obviously. You know, she would be embarrassed to know that this was happening. So you need to just love her and do unto others. She's cleaned you up. She's cleaned you up when you were young, and now it's your turn to take care of her. But, you know, now I just walk in love with her, and I do what I got to do, and I don't yell at her or get upset with her. But I was led by my emotions because I didn't like it, and it was my own selfishness that was like, hey, I don't like doing this.
So I think if we're going to actually look at emotions today, it would be in our best interest to realize that we can be selfish, that we can want our own way, that we can look to things like that. And the only way that we're going to be able to see and understand how to grow and mature in the Word of God in our emotional life, because that's what we really need to do, is to look at the word disciple, okay? You know, Jesus had disciples, and I guarantee you, if you've watched The Chosen or you've seen any kind of of shows or read your Bible about the disciples, Peter especially, was very emotionally led. He was always moving and doing things out of his emotions, and Jesus would have to correct him. Jesus would have to bring him back around.
Wasn't he the one that cut the ear off?
He was the one that cut the ear off of the soldier, and Jesus had to put the ear back on. And
he's always like, have to clean up messes after him.
Yeah, you know, and that's what emotions can do many times if we're not careful. They'll create problems. They'll create messes for us in our life. I believe that a lot of you are actually suffering in relationships with other people in your life because you have not kept your emotions in check, or other people have not kept their emotions in check. So I think the key to this is discipline. You know, we need to become a disciple. If you look at Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, this is the Amplified, "If you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance with them, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set you free."
You see, the bottom line is this. Our emotions don't always function under the truth. So we need to allow ourselves to get to know the truth of God's word about a situation. And I've always found that to keep my emotions at bay, it's always best to have a predetermined response.
That's so good.
To certain things that are going to happen. Like, yes, you've now created a predetermined response to the way that you handle things with your mother. I have a predetermined response in the way that I handle things in accordance with you and you with me. You know, we...
So when the house isn't clean and you come in and there's no dinner on the table, you can go, "Praise the Lord, we're going out to dinner."
Yeah, which is just about every day of the week. No. But anyway, we have to learn to be disciplined in what it is that we're doing in our lives. And we have to keep our emotions in a disciplined fashion in accordance with the Word of God. Okay. And a lot of people are struggling. They've got anger problems. They've got depression, they've got anxiety, and that's all emotional issues that are actually springing forth out of life situations, circumstances, and things. And we can't live our life based on circumstances. Jesus said, "In this world, we're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." So if we put our trust in the Word and we believe that God's going to help us get through it, then we don't have to necessarily have the same emotional response that we would if we were just being tossed around by life.
And I know it can be stressful when you have more month than you do money. Obviously, financial stress can cause issues, but you have to cast your cares on Jesus because he cares for you. Know that my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, and just put your faith and trust in him. By using God's word to direct our thoughts and our words instead of reacting to situations, we'll be able to manage our emotions instead of allowing them to manage us.
See, yeah, that's a really good point, because I think a lot of times we're out there and we're letting our emotions manage us. We're letting them determine things, and then we create an emotional response, and then we say things we shouldn't say. We have actions that we shouldn't have. I mean, people get in physical altercations and fights over emotional responses
to things.
Catch me
outside. How about that?
Talk to any police officer, and they'll tell you that the majority of the domestic violence calls they get, the majority of fights and things like that are all from emotional responses. "Well, you said something, you disrespected me, so I'm going to bust you up," you know, and things like that. So if we can learn to control our emotions, I think we can learn to walk wise, and we can walk with the Lord in a greater fashion in our lives, because we aren't going to be allowing the enemy, you know, because think about it. We're not going to be allowing the enemy, let me finish that sentence, to take us for the ride that he's looking to take us for.
He's the one that wants to take us on that roller coaster ride.
Yeah. You know, the Bible says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and one of his greatest tools are feelings and emotions. He gets us to
react
to things and to do things out of hurt, out of frustration. And we've got to learn to pull all of that into check and manage our emotions for sure.
Before you react to a situation, pray and ask God the best way to deal with it. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So we need to trust God and ask him, how should we handle this situation? Did I make a mistake? Did I say something I shouldn't? Lord, do I need to go back and apologize to them? Or do I just need to forgive them for what they said? Obviously, I don't want to hold this against them, because when you hold in unforgiveness, you're really hurting yourself. You're putting yourself in captivity of the enemy.
Well, unforgiveness is basically out of check emotions.
For sure. And so it's not a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's really good. Let's stick with that for a second, because, you know, when you're in unforgiveness, you are not hurting the other person. You know, somebody that's choosing not to forgive me, doesn't bother me. So, you know, I mean, it may have bothered me a little, but you know what I'm saying? They're the ones that are really struggling, and they're the ones that are really, you know, being hurt the most, you know? So unforgiveness, we have to understand, is many times based in our emotions. And if we can get free from those emotions and free from that unforgiveness and bitterness and strife, I mean, the Bible talks so much about all of these things. We can see victory, but the true victory is really in wisdom, and wisdom is the word of God. So if you're going to be able to operate and function with power and authority and wisdom in your life, you're going to have to come to a knowledge of the word of God.
Yes, in Hebrews 4:12 says that God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit and judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. In other words, God gives us wisdom to know right from wrong and to keep our thoughts and attitudes in control. And in Colossians 3:2, it says we should set our mind and keep it set on things above. Make a decision today to live by the word of God instead of how you feel, and you'll be a different person.
Yeah, I want to skip back up to Hebrews 4:12. I don't want to just run past this, because, you know, it says God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing the soul and the spirit. You know, our spirit is the part of us that's made in the image of God. It wants to do what God wants to do. But our soul, on the other hand, can be carnal. It can be worldly. Your soul is basically built of three different parts of you. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. Emotions. So your feelings are directly tied into your soul. And we can actually allow things into our mind that will, you know, create our will to do something that is emotionally not good, or we can allow things into our mind and allow it to shape our will and create good emotions in us as well. And so it's all about being able to cultivate a place in our hearts. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? And out of that, our spirit needs to win.
That's why we have to renew our mind in the word of God.
Right.
So that if we have that in our hearts, then when we face a situation, what comes out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're filling your heart with the word of God, when you're in a situation, that's what's going to come out.
And sometimes we let things frustrate us to the point where we want to just give up or quit. You know, don't let your feelings abort your destiny, what God has called you to do in your life. You know, have you ever felt overwhelmed and frustrated to the point to where you just want to quit? You just want to stop what you're doing?
I've
been there.
For sure.
I know a lot of people are probably out there saying, yes, I'm there right now. Well, you know what? Allow God to move you out of that point of frustration, out of that overwhelmed feeling, into a feeling of peace, you know, into a place of strength in your life.
Yeah, I had a friend say that she got in a fight with her son, her like adult son, and she was like, that's it, you're out of the will, I'm changing my insurance. Like, she was so upset with the way they were having a conflict. She's like, that's it, you're done, you know? But then she realized, like, okay, we just had an argument, there was a problem, I'm not going to remove him from my will and take the insurance off just because we're not in an agreement. We're just going to have to get this worked out.
It's funny. So one way that you can manage your emotions, because that's really what we're talking about here today, is being able to manage your emotions, be able to function from the word of God, is this. You need to understand the power of your words. Your words have power. They affect your mood. They affect your decisions. They affect how you feel. They affect everything about you. What kind of day you're ultimately going to have is going to be based on the words that you are speaking in your life.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's in Proverbs 18:21. Words are wonderful when they're used in the right way. They can encourage, inspire, give confidence to the hearer. A right word spoken at the right time can actually be life-changing. Everything that comes out of our mouths, whether positive or negative, has the ability to affect ourselves and others for good or bad.
Yeah, it helps to actually speak the Bible out loud, to speak the Word of God out loud. You know, even though when you say, you know, and you're struggling with your words, you know, what you say could be the opposite of how you feel in that moment. But you've got to just stop and keep saying the right things, and then your circumstances will begin to change around them. God's Word has the power to change our feelings. But a lot of times our feelings are so strong and so powerful and so overwhelming that we have to be willing to stop and take the time to allow God's Word to change our feelings. We have to be willing to let the Word of God change our feelings.
Also, I think that sometimes people will take ownership of their emotions. Like maybe they deal with depression or anxiety and they'll say, oh, my anxiety, I can't go there because of my anxiety or my depression. Why are you even claiming that as your own?
Yeah, don't receive it. That.
Say, I don't have anxiety. God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I'm going to that grocery store and I'm not walking in fear. I'm walking in faith, and I'm doing it afraid if I have to, but I'm doing it with God behind me because He never leaves me or forsakes me. And I'm not going to claim any of this stuff for my own. That was all put on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, He took our anxiety. He took depression. He took anything that we're dealing with. So let it stay on the cross and you move forward with your life.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, as we were talking about it, that's what discipline is all about. And that's what being a disciple is all about. A disciple is somebody who's saying, I am going to discipline myself to live my life the way God has ordained and designed for me to live my life according to the Word. And I'm not going to allow just my emotions to run my life. I'm not going to allow the world's viewpoint to run my life. I'm going to let God run my life. I love in Psalms 94:12 and 13, it says, blessed with wisdom and prosperity is the man whom you discipline and instruct, O Lord, whom you teach from your law, that you may grant him power to calm himself and find peace in the days of adversity. We need to calm ourselves.
Yes.
It's right there in the Bible, but how do we calm ourselves? We allow God to help us to calm ourselves.
Put
in
worship,
your own strength, you probably won't make it.
Put on worship music. Refresh yourself with the Word of God. Speak the Word of God over yourself and watch it do something in your life. It will transform you. You won't even recognize who you are.
Sure.
When you allow the Word of God to change you. I mean, people, you got most changed when you went back to school, like for your 10-year reunion. People saw you and were like, he's most changed. It wasn't physical change. They saw that, wow, this person was a drug dealing thug. And now he's on fire for God. And now he's sharing the Word and praying for people and walking in love. And it's like, who is this person? He's really changed.
Yeah.
And you'll change as you let the Word of God transform your life.
You know, today we're talking about how not to be led by our feelings, how not to be led by our emotions, and that we're saying takes discipline. It takes purpose, you know, a predetermined response to things. You go to the Word of God and you look at what situations are happening in your life and you go, what does the Word say about this? If I'm dealing with depression, the Bible says, you know what? Be confident in the Lord, you know, walk in the strength of the Lord and don't allow the darkness and the things of this life. You know, you're a child of the light. Walk as children of the light, you know, and avoid walking in darkness. See, those things we can identify as darkness, and then we can say, no, I'm going to walk above those.
Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are good, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So think, put your mind and heart on things above, not on things of the earth.
Yeah, you know, get off the roller coaster.
Get off the news.
See, I think
stop watching TV and watching the news.
Exactly. Yeah, that'll give you emotional.
I don't even watch the news. People will tell me things that are happening. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that was
wow.
happening. Well, I guess I'll be praying about that. But I'm just
sure.
like, I don't want to see the bad news because a lot of it is just bad. I don't need to focus on that.
Well,
I just want to focus on the Word
the gospel,
of God.
The good news.
Exactly.
And that's where we got to be in our lives, guys. we've got to begin to look at, you know, the Lord and go, you have the ability to help me walk free from emotional garbage in my life. And all the different things that are tearing me down that the enemy has sown. You know, it's like that parable of the wheat and the tares. You know, we've got all these good things growing in our life, but the enemy comes and he sows those little tares in around us. And we need to be able to allow God to help us to recognize them and then begin to, you know, work them out of our existence, work them out of our lives. And you know, see true success in walking with our feelings and our emotions in this world.
That is so good. So if you desire greater emotional stability and the ability to maintain a consistent good attitude, no matter what your circumstances are, then make it a goal and don't give up until you reach it. Feelings will come and go, but you can choose to live by God's word. Yeah. And not your feelings.
It's the standard. It's the thing that is solid in our lives. It's something we can depend on. It's someone we can depend on because Jesus was the Word made flesh and he dwelt among us. You know, in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. That's Jesus. He is the Word. So what are we saying? Allow Jesus and God's Word, who are the same, to actually help
you
walk in and transform you. Yes. Into somebody totally different than you are today because of the way your emotions have led you in your life.
And even when it doesn't feel right, you can live with peace and joy, and he will help you live beyond your feelings.
Live beyond your feelings. What a concept. So, guys, we hope you've been enjoying the program. We're going to take a little break right now. We're going to thank our sponsors. We're so grateful for each and every one of them for all that they do for us. But, you know, live beyond your feelings. That is what we're going to talk about when we come back here in just a moment. In the meantime, this is a message from our sponsors and a little information about the church.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my joy. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and it's the National Day of Prayer this Thursday, May the 4th. and we're going to be open at the church all day long. I'm going to personally lead prayer from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m., 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for lunch, and then from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for the dinner time. And then we're going to close the whole thing out with a time of prayer and worship from 7 to 8:30 in the evening. So we're hoping that you can join us for the National Day of Prayer sometime throughout the day. The church is going to be open all day, so come and pray on the National Day of Prayer. It's going to be powerful. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. If you need more info, call us at 321-452-1012 at the front office. Hope you guys have a great day of prayer on the National Day of Prayer. All right, everybody, we're back to the program. We've been talking today about how not to be led by your feelings and how not to be led by your emotions, but to be led by the Word of God. Because why? Your feelings will take you on a roller coaster ride.
Your feelings will lie to you.
Yeah, for sure. So I've got a good example of that. You know, I've heard a story all the way through my life in church multiple times, but I'm going to share it again because it really does paint the picture. You know, you're driving down the road, you look in your rearview mirror and you see the blue lights. Everybody's like, oh no, what's your first emotion and feeling
that you're looking at?
You look at the speedometer and you're speeding.
Do I have my seatbelt on?
You're freaking out. You're like, oh, you know, and you're just in turmoil, like, oh my gosh, there's despair, right? This emotional feeling of despair. And then the cop comes up behind you, and then he whips over, and wah, he just flies right by you.
And you're like, woohoo!
And what's your emotion? You're like, yes, wow, you know,
extreme
joy. You're praising God, right? And you're, you know, nothing really changed. And then you get up the road a little bit farther, and you see this really bad accident, and then you're sad.
You're like, oh no, that's what he was going for.
You know, he went through three very powerful emotions, dread, joy,
fear,
and then sadness, right? Mm-hmm. But none of them had anything to do with you.
Right.
It all had to do with situations and circumstances around you, but you were allowing yourself to feel those emotions, okay? And those emotions took you for a ride. And then you came to the end, and none of it really had anything to do with you.
So that just shows that your emotions lie to you.
Right. So the emotions were telling you a different story than the truth, thinking you were involved in something and then that you weren't involved in something, and then realizing that somebody else was involved in something. So you know what? Don't allow those things to have the precedence in your life. Allow your emotions to be led by the Word of God, by the truth of God's Word, and then take those emotions and capture the ones that are negative. Quit letting them drive you into situations and circumstances that are creating problems for you in your life. And then I love the whole predetermined response. Create a predetermined response for when people offend you, when you're hurt, when you're sad, when things happen in your life, that you're going to encourage yourself in the Lord. So encourage yourself in the Lord today.
Yes, walk in love.
So we hope you guys enjoyed the program. It's Kevin and Lisa with Turn the Light On, and we're so glad that you joined us. Get those emotions under control.
Bye-bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.